testimonial or join the local conversation. Download the WVIK app today. Your NPR, your way.
I'm Kat from Rock Island, and WVIK is my favorite classical music station.
So you've never donated to this station before. That's okay. Today is a great day to make your first gift. Here's how.
Please visit WVIK.org and simply click the donate button. You're listening to WVIK Classical on 98.3 FM, W252 EM Davenport, and 90.3 HD2 WVIK Rock Island.
Once again, it's time for the Swing Shift. Tonight we have a pair of band leaders who are also fine musicians. They both played in the Quad Cities. They're playing tonight on the Swing Shift. And working tonight on the Swing Shift are trombonist Bill Allred and bass player Jim Widener. Their bands have both appeared in the Quad Cities, but now they're going to be working tonight. And we'll start off with Bill Allred. We have several of his albums. This is from the Classic Swing Collection. It begins with a jolt, the bugle call rag, and then they'll do some relaxing.
Thank you.
Bill Hunter, adding that little bassy touch at the end. It's only an 8-piece group, but boy, do they fill the bandstand. 2 trombones, Bill Aldred and his son John. 2 trumpets, Charlie Bertini and Bobby Pickwood. Terry Myers is the whole reed section. You heard him first on clarinet and then on saxophone. Jay Mueller had a nice bass solo, and of course I mentioned Bill Hunter on piano. We heard Bugle Call, Rag, and Relaxin'. Well, going down to the Jim Widener Big Band. And it is a regular big band with about 4 to 5 trumpets, an equal number of trombones, 6 reeds, and a 4-piece rhythm unit. Jim Widener plays bass, and you'll hear the drummer Gary Hobbs in this selection, along with the lead trombone player Brett Stamps. It's a work that was written and arranged by the lead alto in the saxophone section, Kim Richmond. It's called Big Pocket.
The book, We'll be right back.
Final statement there from drummer Kerry Hobbs and the brass section. That was Big Pocket, a chart by Kim Richmond, who leads the reed section. You heard, among others, Brett Stamps on trombone solo and, of course, Gary Hobbs on drums, very much in evidence all the way through. Well, let's go from the Jim Widener Big Band back to Bill Allred's classic jazz band. This is from an album called Lean Mean Swing Machine. We start with a chart that was adapted from the Tonight Show's treatment of Bye Bye Blues, and then we'll go to a celebrated work for any swing band, Stompin' at the Savoy, and once again, pianist Bill Hunter has a chance to kind of say what he would like.
Thank you.
once again, that little final note from Bill Hunter. We heard Bye Bye Blues and Stompin' at the Savoy, and the rhythm section really had a chance to shine in that one. Bill Allred's Lean, Mean Swing Machine. Recordings made down in Orlando, Florida, 21 years ago. We'll go back to the Jim Widener Big Band. During a week-long residency they had at Drury College in Springfield, Missouri. While they were there, they did some recording, including two works by a fellow named Rick Stitzel. We'll hear Festival and Blues at Drury, and they're both really something. You're going to hear the fiery trumpet of Clay Jenkins in the first selection, and also you'll hear people like Rick DiMuzio on tenor. It's really quite a nice ensemble. And we'll follow that festival with Blues at Drury. This is the Jim Widener Big Band. Thank you. Jim Widener's big band recording 21 years ago when they had a week at Drury University down in Springfield, Missouri. We heard Festival and Blues at Drury, both of them composed by Rick Stutzel, and giving everybody in the band a chance to really perform. Well, we're going to close with two more by Bill Allred's big band. This album really takes a close look at New Orleans. We're going to start off with South Rampart Street Parade, and then I think we'll go to John Brown's Other Body. Close out with Bill Allred's big band. Thank you. Wow, that's been a session of hard-driving music all the way. We close with Bill Allred's classic jazz band and a couple of tunes associated with the South, really. South Rampart Street Parade by Haggard. And that was also taken from Billy May's Sort of Dixie arrangement. And then we heard John Odo's John Brown's Other Body. Enthusiastic music from enthusiastic players. And by the way, if you're interested in getting recordings, Allred records on the Sun Jazz label. And Jim Widener on Chase Music Group, CMG. Albums worth having. Well, let's close up the shop on the Swing Shift for now. Thank you very much for listening. The program is produced by Media Consultants Limited for Augustana Public Radio. Stay tuned. Jazz goes on through the night, and we'd love to have your company now and again next week.
This is WVIK.